offensively and defensively, really good day. You know, I think we got out relatively clean today too, and which is important. But I thought defensively, great energy, great effort, in particular, really early in the scrimmage. Did a great job against the run early too, and got off the field on some third downs, and offensively, you know, create some plays on the back half of the scrimmage, run game, and a couple plays in the pass game too. So all in all, really good day. We got a lot ahead of us. We got to grow, and that starts this afternoon when they come back to us too. But all in all, really excited about what happened today.
It's 2023. We're talking Tennessee. The boys are back in town. You've got the Duke Bird returning guest, Josh. We're going to talk to you Tennessee football. Joe Milton's name still in the news. We're going to talk about what's not in the news compared to some of our competitors from this first week. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Tennessee Fan Talk. Duke, we're going all audio, no video again this week, just for the podcast listeners. People that have been there from the beginning want to thank you again for pushing us well over that 13,000 downloads mark.
For two bums that don't know what they're talking about, that's pretty good. If we can do it, anybody can do it.
Tennessee is going to hopefully do it this year. One of the things separating Tennessee from the rest of the SEC, or at least two of our competitors, both Florida and Georgia, with some major season-ending injuries for two of their star players, where Tennessee, knock on wood, came out of their first scrimmage with nada.
You know, that's, I mean, that's, you know, it's...
That's typically our downside.
But you love to see it.
That's typically where we, you know, it's, well, Tennessee would be better if they didn't have so many injuries.
So, I mean, just blame it on strength and conditioning coach. Strength and conditioning coach.
Pretty nice not to be in that headline this year.
Joe Milton staying in some headlines. He was named to the Walter Camp Player of the Year Award preseason watch list.
What?
I was waiting to hear how you were going to respond to that.
Stone Cold Steve Austin. What?
He was also earned spot on the Davey O'Brien Award watch list. For those of you that don't know, like
what?
Like the Davey O'Brien Foundation gives. It's the oldest and the most prestigious national quarterback award presented to the nation's best college quarterback each year.
Who was last year? Does anybody know? I mean, Caleb Williams probably, but does anybody really know?
Nope.
Without Googling, probably not.
Nope. Nope. Anyone?
So it's not that prestigious.
Anyone? Anyone?
I mean, it had to be Caleb Williams, right? Or whatever the kid's name is from USC.
No clue. Still a lot of preseason hype about him. I'm just hoping that he lives up to it.
Also named the most dangerous guy in college football.
That's right. Look out if he's throws a temper tantrum and decides to throw an orange.
I thought the most dangerous person in college football was Aaron Hernandez. Speaking of Florida.
You know, I have a record. I was the only guy to ever take off my skate and start to stab a guy.
For all we know, Ray Lewis might have used to been the most dangerous man in college football.
You didn't even pick up on the quote.
Was it from Blades of Glory?
Nope.
Because that's a terrible flick.
Horrible. Horrible. Horrible flick. No. Happy Gilmore.
Oh. You're right.
You hit that guy.
That's the most dangerous man in golf.
Last week, we went through Tennessee's schedule and made our very quick picks. Of course, we get dive into a little bit more detail the week before each one of those games. And we want to kind of go around the SEC and make our picks for our opponents. And being that Florida is the first conference game that we get into, I think we should start with Florida, although we don't have our resident Florida fan with us. He did. He got married this weekend. Yeah.
News.
Yeah.
Break. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, congratulations dun, 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 dun. To Tito. That hope you're having a great weekend. Hope your wedding went well.
In the swamp. Got married in the swamp.
Yeah.
Not the actual, like, not the football stadium. Like, in the bayou, maybe. But not in LSU either, I don't know.
You really messed that up. But the Florida fan went to LSU.
Gator bait. But
there you go. There you go. Florida, a little bit of news, as they did announce QB1 today.
Tim Tebow?
Nope. Mertz, is that his name? He had transferred from Wisconsin. He was number 4 overall. And
oh, that's the one they paid big bucks for, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see. No AR-16.
It's AR-15, was it not?
I have no idea. That would involve me caring anything about Florida. So diving into Florida, of course, they open up as they did last year with Utah. This one is at Utah, ESPN game. Didn't they just squeak by with that one last year? I feel like it was a squeak.
26-29.
It was.
Could the Utes also be considered Stormin' Mormons? BYU's the Stormin' Mormons for sure.
Nice houses in Utah around LDS churches.
Because it's a cult.
I think Utah takes them this year.
What's their? Are they ranked? I mean, I'm sure they're ranked, but like
rankings come out tomorrow. If I'm not mistaken, is it the 14th or 16th?
Are they defectors from the Pac-12 as well?
That's a good question.
I mean, are they leaving the Pac-12 or are they staying in the? Because it's going to the Pac-4.
Are they one? They're one of the Pac-4.
I don't think it is one of the. I think they're gone, right? Because they were in the Pac-12, correct?
Good question. Good question. Pac-12, Utah on Pac-12 Network. They are in the Pac-12 still.
So they're going Big Ten? Are they going Big 12?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe they'll join the Atlantic Coast Conference.
Mountain West?
Mountain West.
What do y'all think? Think Utah, after almost beating them last year, and Utah didn't look horrible the remaining of the season.
I think Florida takes it.
It's at the Swamps, what you're saying?
No, it's at Utah.
No.
Oh. What time's kickoff, do we know?
8 p.m.
So that's going to be midnight. That's going to be 11 o'clock Florida time.
Florida may be sleepy.
Caffeine pills, straight adrenaline. I give it to Florida. I don't know any, but different. Just give it to Florida. I don't know.
Greyhound bus drive that long. They could be a little bus lag.
35-28 Gators.
Still close. The next week there's their home opener at the Swamp, hosting McNeese. Bang.
Who?
Easy
pass.
Easy win. And then, of course, they travel. They don't travel. They host Tennessee for that third week, September 16th.
So they're going to start 3-0.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew you were going to remember what you picked last week. One of these times you're going to forget.
No, I'm not an idiot. I am an idiot, but not that, you know what I'm saying. We ain't going to beat the Gators. Nope.
So I have them 1-2. What was your pick on? Oh, you said so, and you're saying 3-0. Josh is
homer.
Saying 2-1.
Got a
one.
Homer. In
I still think they beat them. Then they host Charlotte.
49ers. I know that one.
So there's a win.
Yeah.
Then it's time to open up into the meat of the schedule. They are going to the real big grocery store That is Kentucky.
Mm. Kroger. You think they would sponsor Cincinnati, though, since their headquarters is in Cincinnati.
Is it even spelled the same? Is it the same Kroger?
I thought their corporate was in Louisville.
No, their corporate's in Cincinnati, Ohio. Oh. It could be in Covington, Kentucky, which is the same place. But Kroger headquarters is in... The only reason I know that's because they sponsor the Reds.
Okay. I'd give them beating Kentucky.
Yeah, I know. Nope. I'd pull for Hitler before I would Kentucky.
And then they go... Oh, wow. Oh, no. Okay, no. I'm sorry. I'm looking at the verse and getting them backwards. And then Vanderbilt comes to town for homecoming.
35-3.
Last year, and I called you this week and told you this, I was going back and just recapping some old episodes, and he said, y'all are crazy thinking Vanderbilt's going to even score, and they beat him last year.
That's the ongoing joke. I always say they either win in increments of threes. They score in increments of threes. 3, 6, 9, 12. Sometimes it's a mixed extra point, though. You got to keep them on their toes. But I think they only score 3 points in this ball game. I have no faith in.
So you think now it is in Gainesville, so it's going to be quite different from last year. You think
not really? If they played in Nashville, nobody was there.
There was more Florida fans.
Brad Cole's there. Brad Cole was there. Season ticket holder.
The place is empty for every game except for Tennessee and Florida.
That's right.
Because there's so many bandwagon. There's two teams with the most bandwagon fans. Alabama 1, Florida 2.
Yeah, we all
mix USC in there.
We all three have Florida winning that one.
Yeah. 35-3.
They're going to roll up to Columbia, South Carolina.
Who?
Play the Gamecocks. I'm thinking they lose.
South Carolina takes it. Yeah. Yep. I think they lose that game.
Nope. You're giving it to the Gators? No,
that's another one. It's just one of those things that I need some hard evidence. Yeah, they beat the brakes off of us last year. One time. But South Carolina normally stinks. They normally stink. And I don't trust freaking Beamer. My man, I mean, anybody that does that whole lunchbox thing like their daddy, nope, I'm out. I'm out. I mean, I've said it before. I'll say it again. He just reminds me so much of Butch Jones. He buys low and he buys high and sells low. You know what I'm saying?
Little used car sales vibe.
No, what I'm just saying is like he could sell ice to an Eskimo, which is great, but he can't coach. I don't know if he can or if he can't, but I'm saying like Butch Jones was the brick by brick kind of guy. He's a big hype man.
He likes taking that Duke's mayonnaise bath.
That's what the kids call it these days.
Sponsored by the Duke.
I do use Duke's mayonnaise.
You know what's next after that one?
The world's largest cocktail party?
Georgia, October 28th, Jacksonville, Florida. CBS.
That's going to be a blowout.
52-12?
Nah, I think it'll be 42-14. They might return the kick opening.
Say that again, Josh.
I think it's just going to be bad.
Just bad. New Florida quarterback hit a record. Most completions to the other team.
Huh?
They call that interceptions, Bull.
What are we talking about? Are you talking here recently? New guy?
No. I'm just fake headline. Oh. Fake headline.
Gotcha.
Yeah. We're on CNN here. Arkansas would be the next game in Gainesville.
That's another one of those schools that I'm just like, I have no knowledge on.
That one's a rough one. I would say.
I know Jerry Jones went to school there.
I'd say Florida on that one.
I cannot name a single player on Arkansas's team. Not one. Which is not shocking, but I can't. So I'm going to take Arkansas.
There you go. Well, they do have they do have the easiest schedule next year. Josh, who you got for the Arkansas-Florida game?
I don't think Florida takes it.
They're not taking the next one. Baton Rouge at LSU.
I mean, I don't know, but I'm not as hot on LSU as everybody else is.
LSU wins that one handedly.
I think so too, but I'm with the Duke. I don't.
I mean, they're like they think Brian Kelly hung the sun. You know what I'm saying? And we just waltzed right down there last year and just beat the brakes off of them and went home.
Yep.
And they're like, they're already ranked ahead of us. Just saying. I mean,
they did play for the SEC championship.
Well, so? They ain't got Georgia in their side. They got Alabama. We beat them.
Well, first time in 15 years, we can say that.
I mean, so what? A win's a win. But I'm just saying, like, yeah, they did play this. What and what happened? Was it even close? I don't remember. I didn't watch it.
Watch the SEC championship.
I might have. I don't remember. I might have been at the bar watching. I don't know. You don't remember either. So why are you laughing?
I don't remember. Okay? And you right watched now, it. And I watched it, and I've seen it more than once.
I can't confirm if I've seen it once, much less twice.
I have watched the Tennessee LSU game way more times.
I was there.
Yes, you were
in person, and I was also in person for the South Carolina game. You what were, you say?
Yeah, but you were one of the many that you could hear Rocky Top very loud in Baton Rouge.
Oh yeah, after the Nutri-Act gumbo before the game that I said no thank you for.
It was 50-30 Georgia last year.
Here we go.
So what we're saying is Georgia pulled everybody at the end of the first quarter.
That's right. They put 50. They put 35 up before halftime and only scored 13 points the rest of the game, or 15 points the rest of the game.
There you have it.
I'm going to pick Florida.
You're going Florida.
Sunbelt Billy's going to have a breakout year.
Oh, God bless. They travel to Columbia, Missouri to go play in that horrible stadium.
So they go play a Big 12 team?
I'll give them the win on that one.
So you're giving the win to Florida over LSU?
Yep, I sure
am.
So
you only got them to losing them to Georgia. So right That's now right. they would be.
You got to remember, I have no idea what I'm talking about. I just pick who I like, and I don't like, I mean.
So, I'm sitting here thinking, God, it would be great if Tennessee could win the East or at least contend, you know, being second in the East. You've got freaking Florida with one loss.
I don't drink Kool-Aid, boys. Never have. I don't drink that orange Kool-Aid. Never have. I'm a fan, but I'm not an idiot. Well, I am an idiot.
So, very last game in state, Florida State.
Nope, you get Missouri.
That one I said.
Oh, that's easy.
Yes,
that's
yes easy. To Missouri. That's
Eli Drinkwitz is a bum.
Florida State.
The last game of the year against Florida State?
Florida State.
I'm not high on Florida State either. It's kind of like they got the LSU syndrome.
I think Florida State beats them.
Nope.
One. Two, three. I've got them with four losses. Five losses. Five losses.
I think they beat Florida State, but I got them at four losses.
They got one loss and they go to the Orange Bowl.
We're going to jump to our next team. And in our schedule, of
You're
course,
welcome, Luke.
Of course, after yeah, Luke, there's your wedding gift right there. the bums not being bums anymore. Of course, in between Florida, or after Florida, we play UTSA and then South Carolina. We'll hit South Carolina's schedule next.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
All right, Tennessee fans, welcome back to Tennessee Fan Talk. We just went through the Florida schedule, and our East rivals, Duke, has picked out to be better than we.
They're our second rival in the East. They're tier two rival in the East, not tier one. And they might be tier three, but they're tier two for sure.
And then the team that just made us look ridiculous. When we had the opportunity to potentially get into the college football playoffs last year, the team that took that all away, South Carolina Gamecocks. Of course, Duke was at that game, and the rest of us were at home watching in misery.
I blame the game, the groundskeeper.
I blame that.
There's a lot of sand on that field.
And a lot of bad defense that was on that field. And then, of course, we had some personnel missing due to some internal conflicts.
Yeah, I'm blaming Jeremy Banks.
Going with, yeah, because he wasn't there.
Yeah.
Got that conflict with him and Hooker.
Yeah.
South Carolina opens up in Charlotte, neutral site against North Carolina. We'll go ahead and give Gamecocks a win on that, fellas.
100%.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, I don't remember the guy's name, but I know the head football coach at North Carolina used to be the head football coach at Texas. And then he worked at ESPN for a little while, and then he went back coaching. And they always like got some hype for the first of the year, and then they end up stinking. What's that guy's name? Do we know?
Willie?
Hmm?
Was it Willie? Or was it Tom?
Neither.
What?
The head football coach for the Tar Heels? Which you think would be against the rules in 2024. But, you know.
Mac Brown?
Yeah, him. South Carolina probably squeaks it out. Squeaks it out.
Yeah, when you look up Mac Brown, you know what his thing says? In 2015, he led the Tar Heels to their first ACC Coastal Division title. Bang.
I mean, that's pretty good. The ACC stinks at football, and they're going to be gone here soon, too.
So who do you have for the win?
I said South Carolina. Squeaks it out.
Squeaks. Okay.
Squeaks.
Then
Spencer Rattler has got some bum tendencies.
He's definitely bum tendencies. Second game back at home, Columbia hosting Furman. Yeah.
Who?
Furman.
They're from South Carolina. I know where they're from.
Yeah, so
I think they're a D2 school, though.
60 to 3?
No, that won't be that bad. They'll score 9.
And then they go to Athens to start off their SEC.
Over, under 8 sacks.
Oh, man. I hope Georgia tears them alive.
No, they're going to tear them alive.
Well, you know, you can always play the devil advocate here and hope South Carolina wins.
You know, you know what I would like? If Georgia, you know, may have flicked a little bit too much paint on the quarterback and he's out for the season.
Huh?
Yeah. Just put Rattler in a box. Ship him home back to Oklahoma.
I don't get what you mean by flick a little too much pain on him.
Yeah, inflict too much pain on him.
Pain. I thought you meant like you were flicking paint. I'm like,
what? Oh my goodness.
Which makes no sense. I'm like, what's the analogy here? Inflicting pain.
There we go. Get Ted Karki out your ear.
Hit him a little low. What we're saying.
There you go. Hit him a little low. Sweep his legs. A little payback. A little payback. A little payback.
Georgia beat them by 50 last year.
It's going to happen again.
They beat us by 50 too.
Replica.
South Carolina.
Replica. They will then go back home for family weekend and host Mississippi State.
They have a family weekend?
Yeah.
What's up with all this gimmick? Sound like minor league baseball. Next thing I want to tail wagon Saturdays out there and have you dogs.
I got Mississippi State winning that one too.
Yeah, I think they're going to lose a few here in a row.
You think Mississippi State's going to beat South Carolina? Y'all are wrong.
Yep.
You're wrong.
They're 2-2.
Nope.
2-2. 3-1.
3-1.
2-2. And then they go to Knoxville. And then they're 2-3.
You got to take their third butt whooping.
So when did it move from. I remember it's
always been October. Yeah, it's always been end of October. And now it's not.
They're screwing it all up.
They're messing everything up. They're messing with tradition, Bo. They're messing with tradition.
Because I was at the game when the first ever black jerseys were worn. I was there.
Yep.
It was pissing the rain.
Yep.
But I sat in the overhang. It was, 33-10, I think, was the winning score.
Loved it. I, too, was there.
They did leave the Vanderbilt game alone.
Well, because that doesn't count. I think we beat South Carolina this year. I hope we hang 70 on them.
That'd be nice. Then they play Florida. We've already talked about that one. Then they
loss.
Then they play Missouri.
Loss.
South Carolina loses to Missouri.
Yep.
Okay.
Wow. Hot take. Okay. There's my hot take. Okay. Go ahead and write it down.
Wait a minute. So they beat Mississippi.
You said Mississippi State. Hold on.
Mississippi State, sorry.
Mississippi State. Who? Once again, that's like Arkansas.
And who's they lose to Missouri. I can't wait till we get to Vanderbilt.
Yeah, they're bums. Vanderbilt might beat them in my book. You don't know. They beat Florida last year. You keep telling me. You called me. They beat Florida last year.
Oh, my goodness. Next one's at A&M. At A&M.
That's going to be a bloodbath.
I think A&M kills them. That Kyle Field's no joke. Back home, licking their wounds, Jacksonville State.
Who?
Exactly.
Is that Jacksonville, Alabama, or is that Jacksonville, Florida? I bet it's Jacksonville, Alabama. Look it up.
That's
Jacksonville, Alabama.
It is Alabama.
Mm-hmm. And hand to God, I didn't look it up.
And then for the Salute the Troops weekend, Saturday, November 11th.
Bunch of warmongers.
Brought to you by Oscar Mayer Hot Dogs. Gamecocks versus Vanderbilt. Hosting Vanderbilt.
Wait a minute. So is Jacksonville State's mascot the Gamecocks as well?
They are. It's Cox versus Cox. Little cockfight going on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Little crossing swords going on.
Sword fight going on down there.
Yes, sir.
That game might get inappropriate in the quickness.
Yeah. Got to get the baby oil out to watch that
one. Oh, my God. He went there. Now, son.
Cox v. Cox.
I might just have to tune into that one.
I was wondering why it said pay-per-view event.
It's on exclusively on Skinamax.
You can watch this game for $14.99.
That's why the start time is 11:30 p.m.
on Skinamax.
Saturday, November 18th. Vanderbilt.
I think Vanderbilt wins.
No.
Hey, you better mark that down because I don't think there's been a day in my life I've said Vanderbilt's going to football. I picked ETSU to beat him, and what happened? What happened? ETSU beat him.
ETSU beat him.
They sure did 2 years ago.
Yep.
Go
I have all these things. Yeah, I keep a year-over-year tally of everything you say.
I just like picking random things just because drives interaction.
Well, even though, listeners, that we are only doing the podcast audio, we can still see
only
each
fans?
Other.
Only fans?
And I saw Josh's face the minute that he said Vanderbilt's going to win, so I know where Josh is going with this.
Yeah. They beat Florida. They beat Florida. They beat Kentucky, too, didn't they?
They did beat Kentucky, but it was ugly.
And that's the best Kentucky team they've had.
In a while.
Since the beer barrel.
In a while.
Speaking of, I don't think Vanderbilt could beat Pearl Cone.
I'm telling you, Vanderbilt's going to shock you this year. I bet they finished fourth in the East.
Oh. So We have Vanderbilt coming up prior to the season starting that we're going to go through their schedule.
Georgia, Florida, Tennessee, Vanderbilt. Mark it down.
Leaving Mizzou at the bottom?
No, Kentucky's at the bottom.
Kentucky's at the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Next game up.
Next game up, South Carolina versus Kentucky at home. God bless, do they play any away games? Columbia.
They're like that sandstorm.
No, I'm not kidding. They play at Athens, at Knoxville, and at College Station. And that's it. All the rest of their games are at home.
Everybody thinks that's a great atmosphere. It's not that great of an atmosphere. It reminds me of a rundown, second tier NFL stadium when I go in there. It's exactly what it looks like. It looks like Nissan. Like Nissan.
Is it a inherited stadium? Well, they used to play. What's Charlotte's team?
The Panthers.
Panthers used to play here. Now we just gave it to South Carolina.
Did they?
No.
No, they didn't.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you got me.
We should have stuck with it. I think if Josh and I would have teamed up, you would have been like, did they really?
They might have played the first season there before their main stadium. I mean, we played Memphis.
Yep. Oilers in Memphis. Who you got with Kentucky, South Carolina? I think I unfortunately got... Well, I already know that answer because you're not picking. Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. I think South Carolina wins that one.
Yep.
Yeah, I think so too.
So the last, certainly not least, in-state, South Carolina, Clemson.
That's a bloodbath. Is that at Columbia too?
It is, and last year they beat Clemson.
That's the game that needs to be played at freaking Charlotte, let's be honest.
Mm-hmm.
The Palmetto Cup, is that what they call it?
I'm picking Clemson.
I don't want to pick either one of them, really.
Yeah, Clemson takes it.
Yeah, I mean, Clemson, you have to think. Unless they just are ravaged by injury.
So I have them bowl eligible only.
Oh, I do. Oh, I
only.
Do I'm telling you, don't sleep on them. Y'all keep forgetting they beat the brakes off us.
I don't care. Fluke.
Yep, 100% fluke.
Fluke.
Tennessee had locker room issues, and that was it.
Yep.
I mean, we've always played at the level of our competition ever since I was a little boy.
Forever. And speak of level of competition, I do want to go over, since we started with Milton, I want to finish with Milton. Want to hear a little bit more in-depth expectations when we get back. Thanks for tuning back in, Tennessee fans. As we get to our closeout, one last little thing. Joe Milton, he's got the 21 and 22 season, total of 17 games played within the Volunteer organization as a passer. He is 85 for 144.
That's pretty good.
Zero interceptions. He was 52% in 2021, 65% in 22. Of course, I mean, one of those was a blowout against Vandy. The other was a blowout against Clemson. So, he did in his, well, it says 9 games in 22, 9 games played. He did get some late, you know, get put in some late. 971 yards last year, 375 the year before, totaling 1,346, 12 touchdowns. I hate to see that his longest pass is only 64 yards when we know he's very well capable of going 20, 30 yards further.
Well, just because that gets past the limits of the receiver. Get what I'm saying? See, so he can out-throw a receiver whenever he wants, so you got to limit to what the receivers can do. Apparently 63 yards is it. Probably on a bubble screen.
Average yards per game, 79.2. Look, the coaching staff knows way better than any fan because they're seeing them every day.
Especially us.
Seeing them every day. But this is the same staff that started him over Hooker 2 years ago.
Because he still overthrow Joe? That's the biggest question.
He still overthrow Joe. I in going back and recapping on last year's, even the Vandy game, he started off decent, and then started overthrowing like crazy against Vanderbilt. If Vanderbilt is the one shaking you up, what is going to happen in a real game?
Yeah, I have no idea. And, I mean, it scares me, too, that I think that we may not have the speed at receivers as we had last year.
Yeah, Squirrel's pretty fast. But he's short.
What's wrong with being short?
How did I say what was wrong with it? I'm saying he ain't going to get you a jump ball. Yeah. But if we're talking about them picking Milton over Hooker the first time around, if we're doing apples to apples and we're looking at the paper, I mean, Milton wins every day and twice on Sunday if we're just going paper stats here.
The good news is you have Keaton returning as a senior, and you know he's got hands. That man's got hands. Squirrel White has speed. He's only 5'10", and a sophomore.
So he's 5'8".
Yeah, he's 5'10".
It's like Pig Howard, right? About his size.
Yeah. You got Brew McCoy, who is a senior, but he's redshirt and strong as an ox. Do we have the speed that we had with Tillman and Hyatt? I don't know.
But Tillman was pretty non-existent last year, let's be honest.
They say that Chase Nimrod is quick. Caleb Webb, quick. But they're freshmen.
Yeah, that's what scares me is I think we had a lot of mismatches last year that hype was kind of known for, but that was all way offset by the speed that we had that I just don't think that we have this year. So what makes me a little nervous, and then with his tendencies to overthrow.
I agree.
Let's just hope he doesn't show up.
I will have to say, now, I am a Joe Milton believer. I trust him, but I will bet he's on a short leash, too. Because they know how much money they're paying whatever, Tua, or not Tua, whatever the guy's name is. I can't even say it.
Nico.
Uncle Vallejo, whatever. Yeah, they know how much money he's getting paid, and they want to keep him there. And if Milton's not really performing,
time to go.
Do you think the money, the NIL deal that he's got, Nico has, puts pressure on Milton?
No, I'm not saying that. I think it puts more pressure on the coaching staff than it does Milton.
Yeah.
Milton don't care, right? I mean, he shouldn't. But Nico's like, you know what? I can take my money and I can go to wherever else is going to pay me X amount and play next year.
But I mean, Joe Milton can't play. I mean, he's done this year, so Nico knows that he's going to be starting here next year, regardless.
This is true, but if he's getting done wrong, if Milton's not playing good and he's still keeping him,
he's keeping benched. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
I said, like I said last week, I think it's somewhere between first quarter, second quarter of the Florida game.
I mean, I hope the best. Like I said, I am a Joe Milton believer.
Joe Milton believer.
That's right.
Heard it from the Duke. Do you think Milton has the capabilities of going all the way? Even though he couldn't make it at Michigan, couldn't keep the starting job at Tennessee. All he has right now is age.
And he's got a lot of years under his belt under that coach.
And a cannon.
And a 90-yard bomb.
90-yard rocket. Fans, thanks for listening to another episode of Tennessee Fan Talk. Follow us wherever you are. We are at TN Fan Talk. Hit us up. You want to get on the episode? Chat some balls with us.
Big Orange. I almost was going to say